Good morning.
Thank you very much for your time this morning. So council have announced closure of the Anzac Pool. That came out last week, early last week. You've been fighting to keep it open. Where's it at the moment?
Well, originally we were told 6 weeks ago, after lots of consulting with the council, that they had deferred the demolition of the pool. Mm-hmm. So we were hopeful that maybe they were going to keep it open until the new aquatic centre was built. But we were still sceptical because we thought, you know, why have they done this? And then 6 weeks on, they've announced, no, they're going to demolish it, not going to wait to see if they've got the grant extension that they asked for from the federal government, and they just want to go ahead and demolish it.
Council came out last week and said it was going to cost $1.3 million to keep the pool open this summer. And then obviously that will incur the costs of the new centre, et cetera, et cetera. Do you believe that was the case?
No, we don't believe the figures that the council have come forward with. First of all, basically over the last couple of years, they've been sort of setting the pool up for being, you know, for disaster. Yeah. They have reduced the opening hours. They have taken the inflatables out of there, and you know, we just don't know where they've got these figures from. And unfortunately, the councillors believe any information that they're given from their hierarchy, obviously, and they don't question, you know, where did this come from? So that the council have set the pool up for disaster, basically, because they haven't maintained it as well. And, you know, when you cut ours and take out inflatables, of course, you're not going to get the people there.
You can certainly hear the passion in your voice. And how did you come about being part of this organisation, Save Our Swimmers Bundaberg? Because there's not only you, there's a lot of other people involved in trying to save the pool.
There certainly is. And it actually happened towards the end of February. I went to the Anzac Pool to swim and someone said to me, oh, they're going to demolish the pool. And I said, what? So that was basically what started it all. Right. We've had a couple of meetings with council, and our second meeting with council was when we requested that they get an extension to the grant, because this was the thing that was supposedly pushing for the demolition. And they did that, and of course that hasn't come through yet because of the recent federal elections. But unfortunately, you know, it's just, it still doesn't make any difference.
Jan Edwards is from Save Our Swimmers here in Bundaberg. Jan, what's the next step?
Well, at the moment, we're doing lots of things. We don't want to give too much away.
Of course.
But yes, the heritage listing application has gone in. And so we're sort of working on that. But we're also trying to get a bit of accountability and transparency from the council. We want the councillors to know the facts, and I don't think they're getting the full story. We've spoken to a few of them last week, and I don't believe that they know exactly what's going on. I don't believe they know the heritage of the pool. They think, yes, because it's, you know, getting old, let's knock it down, which seems to be the mentality in the town at the moment with the recent demolitions that have gone ahead.
So if the heritage listing comes through, what happens then? Or is that the $6 million question?
That is actually the $6 million question. But yes, we're not absolutely sure. But there are, you know, there are a few, quite a few pools, memorial pools in Queensland that are already heritage listed. But they are still magnificent complexes.
Okay, so the council go ahead and close the pool this year, which they've said that they're going to do. Obviously, there's more people in the town than what there has been over previous years. We've seen the influx of Victorians, myself included, come to Queensland and to Bundaberg, because we've seen that current situation with the housing crisis. A lot of people are renting properties. It's not going to leave a lot of pools open for people to come and swim come summertime. I think it'd be only be the, refresh my memory, it may be just the one pool that might be open, and that will obviously, you know, put more pressure on them.
Yes, Norval Pool, and we also have Bundaberg Swim Academy, which is a small, the 25-metre pool and it's heated, so it's open over winter, which is great. But, you know, in 1983, we only had Anzac Pool.
Right.
And then they decided, because of the growing population, we needed two Olympic pools.
Mm-hmm.
So that was when Norville was built. So that was in 1983.
Right.
Now, in 2022, they've decided that, no, we don't really need two pools for an indeterminate number of years
yep.
while the aquatic centre's built. So, you know, we're going to end up with one pool, whereas right. way back then they decided two pools were really necessary.
Yep.
They say they've accommodated the schools for their swimming, learn to swim lessons,
right.
either at BSA or Norville,
mm-hmm.
which is fair enough, but it's not only the schools that use that pool.
Yeah. All right. So if anyone wants to get involved, maybe find out some further information, Jan, how can they do that?
Well, we have a Facebook page now,
mm-hmm.
Bundaberg Remembers Save Our Anzac Pool. So, you know, we're open to lots of feedback
yep.
from people. We've got quite a big following now, and we're going to continue to build that following as
and
we
keep
go
up the
along.
Good fight, as they say.
We certainly are going to keep up the good fight.
All right, thank you very much for coming in this morning. Really do appreciate it, Jan, and wish you all the best. Keep us informed of exactly what goes on.
Will do. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Jan Edwards, there joining us on 1332 4BU.